This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6th Jun 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is bright across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Now, here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli strike has killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF says it's reviewing the incident. This report is from the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also, elite IDF units have arrested two terrorists in Samaria. One of them belonged to the Jenin network dismantled in 2025. This update comes from JNS just in. Also this hour, the U.S. has intercepted Iranian ballistic missiles and drones aimed at Kuwait and Bahrain. CENTCOM's initial assessment shows most missiles were stopped. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, the Pentagon has flagged Israel as a top counterintelligence risk amid spying concerns. This is according to a report from I-24 News 3 hours ago. And finally, former President Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development could impact peace talks with Iran. Axios provided this information earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Osaran, a journalist, reported an hour ago that Bahrain intercepted three Iranian missiles and several drones aimed at civilians overnight. Bahrain accuses Tehran of hostile acts against Gulf neighbors. I-24 News English reported 2 hours ago that the IDF struck a Lebanese Armed Forces vehicle amid Hezbollah activity in the area. The Israel Defense Forces stated 2 hours ago that a vehicle was moving suspiciously in an evacuated combat zone in Lebanon. The IDF struck it after concrete indications of Hezbollah's planned attack. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF struck a Lebanese military vehicle in a combat zone without coordination. This incident heightens tensions as Israel orders evacuations in southern Lebanon. Civilians near the border face increased risks and uncertainty. Turning to Samaria. According to JNS, an elite IDF unit arrested two terrorists, including a Jenin network operative. The operation highlights ongoing security challenges in the West Bank. Residents in nearby areas remain on high alert. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post states that the U.S. intercepted Iranian missiles targeting Kuwait and Bahrain. CENTCOM confirms six missiles were successfully stopped. This action underscores rising tensions in the Gulf, affecting regional stability. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights the Pentagon's concerns over Israeli espionage risks. This adds pressure on U.S.-Israel relations amid security cooperation. The implications could reshape intelligence sharing between the allies. And finally, Axios reports on Trump's ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. While politically sensitive for Netanyahu, it's a step towards broader peace negotiations with Iran. The ceasefire aims to reduce immediate hostilities, offering a brief reprieve for civilians. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel's economic growth forecast remains strong despite ongoing debt issues. The OECD predicts a robust recovery, yet deficits persist. This is according to Tech. Separately, Marvell has unveiled a new optical communications chip developed in Israel. The chip promises to enhance data transfer speeds in AI-focused data centers. Globes provided this report. And finally, hundreds of Israelis face hefty fines due to a scam by Almog Finance. The company misled clients into expensive deals disguised as free pension fund checks. Walla Business explains the financial impact. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.